The cold front that moved through today continues to push eastward into western New England. With the front's passage, winds have shifted to the west and northwest, and temperatures have been falling. And they're now in the 40s after peaking in the upper 50s and low 60s for some during the late morning hours. Temperatures look to continue to tumble into the 20s across the entire region tonight, although a persistent breeze in most places and some lake effect clouds from time to time will keep it from cooling to its full potential. Another disturbance dropping through the region tomorrow may trigger some snow showers late in the day. Otherwise, it'll be breezy and much colder than the last couple of days, with highs only in the upper 30s and low 40s. While Friday and Saturday look quiet, there'll be chilly days with highs only in the mid and upper 30s and overnight lows well down into the 20s. The wind will become more west-northwest on Friday, which will likely trigger some lake effect snows to our west and down the Mohawk Valley. The weekend looks quiet with sunshine Saturday and increasing clouds on Sunday, as the models are hinting at a coastal low riding up the east coast. And we'll certainly be watching how this storm evolves in the models over the next couple of days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. In fact, thunderstorm potential will remain negligible through the entire day. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Tuesday of 87 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low Wednesday of 21 below zero at Casper, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow, in New York City, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 50. In Boston, clouds on the increase with a high in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers mainly during the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 68 set in 1909. Normal minimum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 15 set in 1976. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 12th. Sunrise was at 6:43 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:35 p.m. For tomorrow, sunrise at 6:44 a.m. and sunset at 4:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy tonight, cooler with lows in the mid-20s and a west wind around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, cooler with highs only in the low 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight, cooler with lows around 30 and a north wind around 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then becoming mostly cloudy, much cooler than it's been with highs only in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy, much cooler with lows in the mid-20s and a west wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight, cooler with lows in the upper 20s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly sunny in the morning tomorrow, then becoming mostly cloudy, cooler with highs in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear and colder tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy by the afternoon, cooler with highs only in the low to mid-40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, highs in the mid and upper 30s. Increasing clouds on Sunday with a chance of rain or snow showers late in the evening, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40. Monday, a chance of rain or snow showers, especially early in the day, temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. Partly sunny on Tuesday with some lake effect snows, temperatures in the low to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.